Upside Down, as read by Leanna Williams. This is a rather strange story of a farm I once stumbled upon. Don't ask me how I got there. That road has long since gone. I might have actually been dreaming, but from what I can faintly recall, there was a long path that sort of went nowhere, and a rabbit knitting a shawl. The farmer was pulling the old plough, the hen was herding the sheep, the donkey was sitting in the bird bath, and the dog was squeaking, cheep, cheep, cheep. There was a brown cow on the rooftop, a pink goat swimming in the pond, and a little mouse with a top hat who was mowing the front lawn. The horse was driving the tractor, and the tractor was spreading out hay. The pigs were barking at the chickens as the rooster slept through the day. The barn cat lived in the treehouse, and the treehouse was built on the trail. The shed was built out of haystacks, where the crickets practiced musical scales. Fireflies came out in the daylight, and wind chimes grew quiet in the breeze, and whenever the breeze caught the tall grass, it made all the grasshoppers sneeze. The sunsets always turned to purple, the sunrises to black and grey, and the sign out in front of the farmhouse pointed each and every which way. The porch swing lay in the tall grass. No apples could be found for the pies, and even the pesky old raccoon had no mask on for his disguise. But nothing was wrong with this strange place, because it's simple as simply can be, that even an upside-down farmhouse looks right side up to me.